Trailing Light. Greetings, dear ones. I am M. I'm overjoyed to be with you this day. We mark your timeline at these points of connection. You have such incredible connections ahead of you, and you've made astounding movements in recent months. Now we know that sometimes you can't see it, because the chaos on planet Earth is rather intense right now. But that's actually a part of what's taking place, for you're learning to move through things very quickly, despite incredible distractions. You've done an incredible job with this, and now everything can open to a new level. You'll have much more to do here than you ever thought possible. In truth, you'll be expending energy in a different way, and you'll be receiving some help. Yes, you've always had help around you in different ways. However, what's taking place right now is especially interesting. The family of E had a tremendous influence with planet Earth. They're the ones that actually came up with the idea of having the planet with no rules. Earth was the first planet of free choice for a very long time. It was the only one. Well, now that is now starting to shift drastically due to the advancements humans have made. That's what is taking place, and it's very magical. You're experiencing very rapid movement. Yet, much of what you will see is largely distraction. Because of this movement, humans are feeling a lot of confusion and chaos, which causes frustration and anger. Dear ones, this is a time to bring your light work to the forefront. Many of you have been called in specifically because you're experts at dropping the most important pieces in your path. In truth, you take this as a call to action. Trailing light. When you intentionally set an energy, even if you simply look at a spot on the ground and pour your heart into that, it would have had little impact on planet Earth up to this point. However, now, if you were to do exactly that, what happens is that every time someone walks over that spot from that point, they'll start to connect to that energy. They'll start to feel their personal love quotient increase for just a moment and pick up a little bit of your energy. So, the first thing we ask you to do is to be very cautious. Use the pure energy possible for you to do that. Know that it's a wonderful time to start planning your intention and your vision of the new world, along with your ideas of what you love and where your passion is. These gifts of trailing light are the pieces that you brought from home, specifically ones that only you could carry. Although others carry similar ones, you're trying to describe and create something vast and wide. Often, it's even ill-defined as what you call heaven or home. The truth is, it's very difficult to define because it doesn't fit into your reality here. However, the more that you can bring in, the easier and more exciting the next stage of that life will be. When one feels heart energy, the illusion of differences fades, and everyone is in harmony. When humans are stuck in their belief systems, ideals, concepts, and goals, that it becomes very frustrating and confusing. At this point, we're going to ask you to start building with your heart. Confusion can only exist in complication, dear ones, so simplify. Find ways of seeing the larger picture and seeking out the spark of spirit within all things that cross your path. Not only simplify your own path, but use your passions to guide the way forward. Planting trailing light is another tool that you can use now to create a higher reality right now. Using this tool can unlock the energy and open the door. Quite literally, it will hold this window of opportunity open. And that's what we're looking for. You've done an incredible job, dear ones, of working with this energy and playing the game of pretending to be human, when in fact, you're just a spirit. Yes, we see you, and you're doing really well. We love what you're working with, and we're prouder of you than you could possibly imagine. Know that you're never alone. You'll start receiving help from a lot of different areas, and we'll tell you much more about that going forward, even the areas of technology, where you're slightly ahead of the human heart for the most part at this moment. You'll have the opportunities to catch up with much of that and master many things right in front of you very quickly. That's what we wish you to look at. Every time you see chaos or difficulties, every time you feel separation, which has been rampant on your planet, imagine what it would be like without it. Hold that vision. Hold that energy. In doing so, dear ones, you'll start to rebuild planet Earth. You'll start to work in different ways, and your entire game will start to change. You'll have the opportunity to connect with each other in the same ways you used in Lemuria. Yes, magical times are now returning. Enjoy the journey, dear ones. Remember that you're never alone. We are with you all the time, and we love you dearly. We ask you to treat each other with respect. As you step into this magic world, create magic together. Know that you're always working in harmony. Hold that door open for each other at every opportunity. And play well together. Lespavo. Greetings, dear ones. I am Merlia. When you look back at this unique time, you'll see how everything took a huge left turn. Because you're only taking small steps. This shift is not visible to most. In today's energy, people are focused on what is directly in front of them at every moment. That distraction keeps you from seeing the larger picture, which is huge. What we're already planted on the planet is profound, and it's awakening the feminine energy, a balance from planet Earth. We're watching every moment of what's taking place on planet Earth. We know these are difficult times for you, with chaos and confusion everywhere, and everyone reaching to grasp power at any cost. Even though all that is occurring, we must tell you that from our view of the larger picture, you're moving incredibly well. You're moving at the speed of love, which is slightly faster than the speed of light. Doesn't Einstein wish he would have known that? Yes, it certainly would have changed a few things. Step forward into the energy, dear ones, and anchor it. Find your feminine power, even as a male. Find the ways to start using the new power and anchor it on Earth. Dare to try things you haven't. Dare to touch another heart. And that's the peace that we wish to leave you with this day, with this incredible, special, unique time. What we're sharing with you is simply this. Take that joy and passion that you've earned, and dare to touch someone's heart with it. Your passions are your fondest memories of home that you are attempting to recreate on Earth. Find ways of touching others with your passion, and it becomes your ministry. Touch a heart. Find one person to make a difference in their life. It can be through words, or a gift, money, or simply opportunities. It can be any of those things. But find one person this month to touch with a gift. Try to touch their life in one way or another. Then watch what takes place in your life. Pay it forward whenever possible, and you'll ground this new feminine energy to where it can become permanent and a part of your everyday lives. It's much more than feminine empowerment. It's a wide opening. This energetic opening right now is perfect time to start grounding the feminine energy and empowerment all over again. Enjoy this journey, dear ones, and know that we are with you all the time. And we're cheering you on. So in those moments when you hit a brick wall or fall into despair, just listen for a voice. We'll touch you on the back of the heart chakra when you're not looking. So when you feel that, take a deep breath and just anchor it in. That's our gift to you. Enjoy the journey. Know that we love you dearly. And we're excited about the new openings that you have created on planet Earth. Dear ones, take this time and walk with pride. You've made a huge difference on the planet already. And there's more to do. We are always at your side and right behind you, just out of sight. But we watch every step you take. And we love you dearly. Take this time and travel well. It is with the greatest of honor we ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another, and play well together. I am Merlia. Come up and see me sometime. Lespavo.